This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed the details on Gray Wolf 2305 that died January 28th. It was a three-year-old breeding male from the King Mountain Pack. That's in South Rout County. CPW was trying to capture it and recolor it when it died from complications of being captured that, quote, led to acute cardiogenic shock, which could have been exacerbated by several different factors, including hypothermia, exertional capture myopathy, respiratory distress, or drug reaction. That full press release is on our website. Wolf 2305 was brought to Colorado from Oregon in December of 2023. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is offering $1 million in grants to help reduce human-bear conflicts in local communities. Applications are available on the CPW website through May 29th. Previous grants awarded here in Northwest Colorado were $73,000 to Yampa Valley Housing Authority to help with some trash and recycling enclosures and $162,000 to the City of Steamboat Springs for two bear-proof dumpster enclosures in downtown. In Craig, they love Moffat County. The Museum of Northwest Colorado in Craig celebrated Moffat County's 115th birthday Friday night with a new exhibit. Group picture was taken. The majority of folks there were from Moffat County, with a few others from neighboring Rout and Rio Blanco counties joining in on the fun. New solar lights have been added to the welcome sign for Yampa Valley Regional Airport. That's along Highway 40 just east of Hayden to make it more visible at night. Four finalists are being interviewed for the job of Craig City Manager. You can meet them at 4:30 today at the Museum of Northwest Colorado. Rout County Board of County Commissioners, they have a work session today. Board of Directors of Yampa Valley Housing Authority is meeting at 1 o'clock today. Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education has a 4:30 meeting today at Steamboat Springs Middle School. Blue Skies Nursing, in partnership with the Alzheimer's Association, has invited anyone with memory loss and their caregivers or family members to the March Memory Cafe. That's at 1 o'clock today at the heart of Steamboat United Methodist Church. The discussions on historic Steamboat with the Tread of Pioneers Museum. A fly fishing film tour is at Wild Horse Cinema, 5:30 tonight. It's a fundraiser for Casting for Recovery, serving women surviving breast cancer with a free fly fishing retreat each October. The Steamboat Sailors hockey team's in the championship game in the Chassa State High School hockey finals tonight. The fourth-seeded Sailors play number 3-seed Pine Creek High School from Colorado Springs. 5 o'clock tonight, Magnus Ice Arena at DU. We'll be there with live coverage on KTYV Sports on FM 97.7 and 105.7. You can also listen through the SteamboatRadio.com website. Go Sailors! Steamboat's Landon Wendler finished second place at a World Cup Moguls event in Japan Friday. It's his second career World Cup podium finish. Landon graduated from Steamboat Springs High School 2019 and just competed in the Olympics. More podium finishes in Moguls for the women were from Jalen Coff and Olivia Gaccio. Also from Steamboat Springs, both had first place finishes in two Mogul events this weekend. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREI Radio.com, where the locals go for news.